Welcome to WestPlatteSports.com. My name is Jay Nauer. With us we have Coach Jim Newstead, coach of the West Platte Blue Jays. West Platte, just look at this real short. West Platte falls short in a hard-fought contest versus Mid-Buchanan. The final score of that one was 28-12. Coach, I know we'll look on your review of the game. I know we talked about it quite a bit Friday after the game, but you can't fault their effort, the boys' effort, West Platte Blue Jay effort, as far as the game is concerned. And a team like Mid-Buchanan, they're an opportunistic team, and we certainly saw that Friday night. But I think a highlight for the Blue Jays is to keep the Mid-Buchanan scoreless in the second half for the second consecutive games. Coach, what's your thought in a quick review of the game?
Well, I thought offensively we had some struggles offensively. We didn't move the ball as much as we wanted. We had some big plays, but if you look back at the stats, we still had 199 yards rushing. So that's 200 yards rushing against a very good team. I know we didn't have some issues on some drives, but Cameron Williams ended up with 117 yards for the game. Emmett Sullivan had 62 yards and Trent Taylor 29 yards. So we ran the ball well. We just weren't able to run it consistently over and over on drives. So we're going to have to fix that if we end up playing them again or any other big team in the playoffs. So we're going to have to sustain a little more drives. It's like I told the kids, you know, we talked to the kids on Monday and we'll talk to them again today. It's kind of our motivation day too. But we ended the regular season 7-2. We beat a couple teams that we haven't beaten in a long time, like Penny and Lawson. We had some comeback wins with Lathrop and with Penny. We kind of established the fact that West Platte's not the doormat of the conference anymore. We are like a formidable opponent in the conference. So we can't let one bad half of football against Mid-Buck define our season. Our season has to be defined with all the accomplishments we've done thus far. So, yeah, we had a bad half of football, but there's lots of football to be played. We got dishes coming up. We need to wash our hands of that one bad half of football and move on.
You know, quick, my thoughts exactly, Coach. I mean, West Platte definitely finishing in the top tier in the conference, in third place behind, well, two pretty good football teams, Mid-Buchanan and East Buchanan in the conference. And they are both state ranked. I know Mid-Buchanan state ranked now. East Buchanan was, I believe, earlier in the year. And both are very strong programs. West Platte established themselves as a, you know, upper tier team. And I totally agree with that, Coach. And, you know, looking forward now, that's a new season. And I know, but we'll just take a quick moment to look back on the conference season. You beat a couple teams, like you said, that haven't been defeated by a blue team in quite a while, and really giving the top two teams, I think, all they wanted.
Yeah, we did. We played both those games well. We went on, we lost both games. We lost East Buck 21-20, and we had that in our grasp. And we had a play at the end that got us. Mid-Buck, we just had a bad first half. I mean, second half, we held them scoreless, and we outscored them 6-0 in the second half. So we are capable of beating both those teams. We're capable of beating most teams in our area if we play a brand of football that we're capable of. But we just have to get over that one bad half of football and get ready for districts. We got an opponent coming up that's a pretty strong running team, and we got to establish the run ourselves. So it's going to be a good game.
Yeah, it should be a good game. We're looking forward to it. The new season starts, and Coach, we'll get more into the game here a little bit, but that's a whole different mindset, isn't it? Because there's no tomorrow here. It's give it all you got right now.
Correct.
You betcha. We'll talk about the district matchup as well as the future of this team as far as what we see in district. We'll be right back right after this. The Bar T Law Office is the place to go for your legal needs, specializing in estate planning, elder care, probate, and real estate attorney needs. For the best representation by attorney, it's your best interest to turn to the Bar T Law Office. Give them a call at 816-386-4025. Or check out their website at bartlawfirm.com. The Tin Kitchen is the top barbecue destination in the West Platte area and has also established itself to be in the top 20 barbecue restaurants in Kansas City. Tin Kitchen's menu features pecan wood smoked meats straight from the pit, slow smoked for up to 16 hours. It features pulled pork, brisket, chicken, and award-winning barbecue ribs. Stop by the Tin Kitchen at 509 Main Street in Weston, Missouri for a fantastic barbecue dining experience, or check out their catering menu at www.tin-kitchen.com or call them at 816-640-0100. Reese Nichols, Weston Bend provides a remarkable home buying and selling experience. If you're looking for residential, urban, rural properties, or historic homes in the West Platte area, you need to contact the good people at Reese Nichols, Weston Bend for the best personal service that you deserve. Do yourself a favor and give them a call at 816-640-2600 or check out their website at reesenichols.com/Weston. Or better yet, stop by their offices at 18272 Missouri State Highway 45 at Weston. At Big Buck Supply Company, they have an approach that supplies the landowner and hunter with food plot blends, feeders, mineral supplements, and blinds to enhance your hunting experience. Big Buck Supply Company's goal is to provide you with our proven products needed to manage your hunting area to create a healthier deer herd and hunting experience. Check out their products online at BigBuckSupply.com or give Chris Hyatt a call at 816-914-5972 and ask for an appointment to visit Big Buck Supply Showroom in Weston, Missouri. Well, welcome back. And District now. We're in our second season, as Coach briefly talked about. This is all the marbles here right now. The way the district broke down after it was all said and done, this District A Class 1, University Academy in the first seed, Mid-Buchanan in the second, East Buchanan in the third, West Platte in the fourth, Wellington Napoleon in the fifth slot, Carrollton in the sixth slot, Plattsburgh in the seventh slot, and North Platte in the eighth slot. Coach, now as a result, we play pretty good football team. We play Wellington Napoleon, the fifth seed, and playing them at home, which is one advantage you have in the being in the upper tier. What do you see in this Wellington Napoleon team? I see they're 3-3 on the year. It's a team certainly we shouldn't take lightly.
No, it's not a team you can take lightly at all. They have a big offensive line. Left guard's 225, center's 235, right guard's 230, right tackle's 220. So they're a big team. And number 44, I think, has run for over 1,000 yards this year with a running back. Elijah Owens is a junior, 6'3", 215. So he's a bruiser. He can run the ball between the tackles. They're going to run a similar offense that Penny ran. They're going to be at the tight end with three guys in the backfield. So we're going to have to stop 44. 44 is their main guy. I think we've had a good week of practice. We have a good game plan to stop 44. On defense, they run a 4-3, sometimes an odd front. So we're going to have to try to get the ball outside with them a little bit and throw the ball some. We've got to start utilizing our pass and getting the ball outside. We've already established that we can run the ball between the tackles. We're not going to stop doing that when we play them on Friday. But we're going to have to get the ball outside again like we did at the beginning of the year. And we have to get Mason Montez going in the passing game a little bit. But offensively, we've got some multiple sets. We're not going to do anything too crazy, and we're not going to get too wild as far as X and O's. We're just going to play hard and try to beat them with what we normally do.
Coach, as far as our environmental conditions, it's rained the last couple days. I think we're supposed to have at least partly cloudy skies, but with that, I think you're talking about a little bit of a wind. I want to say 15 to 20. Certainly that adds to the more importance of the running game again.
Now, good thing is we're on turf here, so we're not going to get muddy and slippery. So the turf does get a little slippery when it's wet, but I don't think it's supposed to rain Friday. We've had two wet days. We rained on us all day at practice yesterday. It's going to rain all day today. Rain can work two ways for you at practice. It can be kind of fun to play in the rain a little bit. But then again, all the dark clouds and the cloudiness can kind of get you in a bummer mood sometimes too, especially the daylight savings coming up and so forth. So, but I thought we had a pretty good practice so far this week. We've been very energetic in the rain. We've done well in the things that we're trying to do. I think our kids are focused. And I think they're ready to play a good Wellington Napoleon team.
Coach, one thing I am encouraged about certainly going into district play is I think the Blue Jays are as healthy as I've seen them all year.
Yeah, we are fairly healthy. I mean, we got some bumps and bruises and bangs ups and playing some big games, but no serious injuries. So I'm really happy about that. It's good that we're healthy going into a game that they're going to try to pound on us a little bit. So we got to have all of our D linemen healthy and our offensive linemen good to go. So this is going to be a game that's going to be in the trenches. We're going to have to win, establish line of scrimmage on both sides of the ball. And I think we do that, I think we'll be victorious.
Well, Coach, we certainly wish you well going into this one, going into districts. We look forward to being there. The broadcast, Wellington Napoleon versus West Platte on WestPlatteSports.com. Coach, we wish you well and the Blue Jays going into this game in the first leg of districts Friday night.
Thank you, sir. Appreciate all your coverage. Blue Jay Nation, come out and support us for our first district game. Hopefully we can keep rolling and keep things going from a great season.